Aloha, everybody, and welcome to today's Kupuna. My name is Percy Ihara. I'm the host of the show every Saturday afternoon from 4 to 5 p.m. here on AM 830 KHVH. Thank you for joining us today. We are here every Saturday, and each week we try to bring you various topics and services and programs, basically reliable information for our seniors and Kupuna out there, and also for their families. This is a live call-in show, so please give us a call if you have any questions about senior issues or our topic today. The number here on Oahu is 521-8383, and on the neighbor islands on Maui, Kauai, and the Big Island, it's 1-888-565-8383. So as you know, people have been listening every week. I provide a lot of information, a lot of phone numbers and names, so and events. So if you go ahead and put a paper and pencil by your radio here, and we're going to give you some good information today. And I know every week we get questions coming in that they don't want to leave your name. You don't have to leave your name or phone number. Just tell Linda, tell a person to ask this question. So, and like I said, it doesn't have to be on this topic, but today is a very interesting topic. We have today Mr. Ken Ng. Ken, now you're a former trust officer and author and consultant on, and really most of this in all in the aging field, yeah, Ken?
That's correct, Percy.
And thank you for coming out here on this rainy day. And I wanted to thank Diane DeCourt over at Borders this afternoon. If you get a chance, this weekend is AARP membership thank you kind of a thing for the weekend. And if you bring your AARP card to all the Borders, you're going to get 10% off every purchase that you'd make over there. So I was there this afternoon along with AARP, and actually Reebok was there giving specials to seniors as well. But want to thank Diane DeCourt. So if you get a chance, go down to Borders this weekend, bring your AARP card, and you get 10% off. So it's kind of a good thing. You only spend $100. Ken, that's $10. It's $10 in your pocket. But today, Ken, we're going to talk about all these issues with money and aging. And why don't we start off with that? What do you see going on? You've been involved in aging issues for, 30 years plus?
Yeah. I've been in the financial services business for 30 years, and the last 10 of which was at Hawaiian Trust as a trust officer.
Right. So when you say trust officer, it's different than we were talking earlier about somebody that's a financial advisor, somebody that's an attorney, somebody that's a CPA.
Mm-hmm.
As a trust officer, you have to deal with all aspects of one's life, not only the financial, legal, but the health care, long-term care, right?
And exactly.
And dealing with the families.
And also dealing with the families and what comes after in terms of terminating the trust documents or the estate.
And you got to deal with that. And unfortunately, we see things that go on in life that, we talked about earlier, the children don't realize it's in a trust, or they don't realize they're the executor of their estate.
Or the successor trustee.
Or the power of attorney.
Or the power of attorney, or they show up with power of attorney, and they go to the bank and they say, I'm the power of attorney, could you give me money to pay bills for mom and dad? And they say no.
Yeah, it's not very common, but it is something that I think a lot of people don't know that.
They don't know that.
And they have to realize the bank doesn't have to take the power of attorney, right?
That's correct, because of liability issues. Yeah. Also, they don't have to accept that that you are who you are until you prove who you are.
And, that power of attorney may not even be valid.
That's absolutely correct.
We're finding, I believe the state passed a new law when you ever get anything notarized. They have found situations on mortgage documents and other documents where that notary page, I've seen this, where they'll just tack on that notary page onto a document and say that's legal. Well, today, the Bureau quite hasn't fully conformed to this, but every time you do a mortgage and they have it notarized, there's a special form they're going to fill out that's stamped onto the page of the notary and has to go on every document they notarize. So it's a big headache because we are finding issues where people are forging notaries, the power of attorney.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen mortgage release documents that were forged, saying I paid off my mortgage. So these are a lot of issues that I think were coming about. But aging in Hawaii, the financing of long-term care, it's such a major issue. It's a silent crisis. Silent crisis.
Absolutely, because that most people are not talking about the issue. And they don't think we have a problem.
Yeah. Until it's too late.
Until, like myself, I get the phone call, Mr. Ng, your dad's in emergency, and can you come right away?
And you have first-hand experience with that. You're talking about, I asked you earlier, who is Money Mama and No Money Dad?
That's my mother-in-law, Money Mama, because she had over $1 million of liquid assets.
Wow.
And no money dad is my dad, because my dad, the Parquets didn't talk about their money. But when I found out what he had $14,000. So I had two budgets. One to set up home care with $1 million plus, mm-hmm. and the other one was $14,000.
But your mother-in-law is living on the mainland, right?
She lives in Cleveland, Ohio. I had to set up 24/7 care
wow.
and manage it from Hawaii.
So different when people in Hawaii have kids live on the mainland.
Exactly. They're going to have the reverse problem.
It's a growing problem, too.
Absolutely, because of our mobile society.
And you said your in-laws lived a long time, too.
Yes, mother-in-law lived till 93.
Wow.
Father lived till 90. And they were born in 1910.
Wow.
So way beyond what the documents and statistics say they would live.
So you have a question here. Are people better planned for dying than for living?
Yeah, you know why I came up with that title is I've literally reviewed thousands of trust documents and legal documents when I was employed at the Hawaiian Trust.
Mm-hmm.
And what I noticed was that though all the planning was directed towards death in terms of the will, even the living trust, which is supposed to be living,
mm-hmm.
but the living portion wasn't addressed other than naming the successor trustee.
Mm.
The rest of it was, after I'm gone, how are you going to handle the money? Who gets what and what percentage? So what I began to notice was that the people that were alive were living a lot longer, but they hadn't spoken. What it is, I used to ask them, I see who you gave it to. But let me ask you this, what if this is yours? Have you claimed your money? Because I don't see it in the documents. How do they show up and spend it on you? Do they know what to spend it on? Do they know if you want to stay home or go to a Kahala Nui type of facility?
In your experience, in your consultation with families, you've helped thousands of people. Why is there such a big problem in planning out the long-term care? Nobody talks about that.
It's a complex issue. One, it's a sensitive issue.
Mm-hmm.
It's who wants to talk about their dying or their decline.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's very proud about being able to do, right? Especially here when we have a third of the population, we have sort of a samurai culture and mentality.
Yeah.
You know where I'm coming from,
oh,
right?
Yeah.
And they're not going to tell you, I can't do it.
Right.
Oh, I don't know better, right?
Right.
Yeah, they're not going to speak up. And certainly from our Asian base here, they're not going to divulge to their children what they will and won't do or what they have.
Mm.
They'll gift you.
So when you're dealing with your in-law, your mother-in-law, and your father, you never knew anything about their financial situation.
I'll tell you a funny story. Is that my father-in-law, when we were visiting one time and on a vacation, he called me and my wife into his den and he said, "I want to talk to you guys about getting my affairs in order."
Mm-hmm.
And he said, "I want you folks to know there's nothing to worry about because I have a will. I have power of attorney, and I have a trust, a living trust. And here, in a matter of fact, is a stack of 3x5 cards, alphabetized as to what I have, where it's located, and how much it is."
Oh, good.
So I said, whoa, this guy's got it right on. So 4 years go by, and I get this phone call after visiting him, and it's my wife's cousin saying that her dad had passed out in the parking lot after bowling.
Wow.
And that he was on his way to emergency and it didn't look good.
Mm.
So the next thing I find out is he's passed away.
Mm-hmm.
So we immediately fly to Cleveland, Ohio. When we arrived, we found the documents. We began to call the attorneys and the banks. And what we found was the living trust was not funded. Meaning, no
trust.
Yeah. In other words, he had an empty box.
He created a trust, got an attorney to draft it up, but he didn't put any of his money in there.
It spoke to nothing. That's what it did.
What about the property?
The property was in trust, both here and the one there. But what you need when you show up on the scene is you need liquidity.
Mm-hmm. You need money.
You need money to pay the bills.
Mm.
And there was no cash. The cash was at the bank. We went to the bank with my mother-in-law's signature on checks. They wouldn't give it to us.
Wow. That's a good point. So, Ken, we're going to take our first break. We'll be right back after this message. And this is Percy Ihara with today's Kupuna here with Mr. Ken Ng, a consultant, writer, and with a guy with a lot of experience. We'll be right back after this message.
This Saturday and every Saturday, join host Percy Ihara, a senior advocate who has over 17 years of experience as a mortgage professional, with today's Kupuna, a weekly series focusing on important issues facing seniors and their families. Get involved. Share your thoughts. Call 521-8383 and toll free from the Neighbor Islands at 1-888-565-8383. It's today's Kapuna on News Radio 830 KHVH. Don't miss it.
Check out today's Kupuna on television every Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. on Olelo's Channel 52. Just like today's Kupuna on News Radio 830 KHVH, Percy Ihara will have interviews with guests in your community to discuss very important issues facing our Kupuna and their families. So hey, tell your friends and neighbors and spread the word. Today's Kupuna on Olelo Channel 52 and News Radio 830 KHVH. And check out KHVH830AM.com.
Will I always be working weekends just to stay out of debt?
Is a great college for our kids?
Out of the question.
Is the American dream
out of our reach?
Not if we can help it. We're the National Endowment for Financial Education, a nonprofit organization dedicated to helping people just like you get smart about their money. Log on to smartaboutmoney.org today and start taking control of your financial life. Help is closer than you think.
Aloha, this is Brian Schatz, Executive Director of Helping Hands Hawaii, one of Oahu's largest social service agencies. We help hundreds of moms every month with diapers, beds, bus passes, desks, chairs, and whatever they need to keep their families together and their lives in order. We need your help. Please call the Helping Hands Community Clearinghouse if you have a household item to give away. We'll even come to pick it up. Call us at 536-7234 or visit helpinghandshawaii.org. Thanks.
You're listening to Today's Kapuna with Percy Ihara. If you want to discuss the topic of the day, have a question, or want to make a comment, now is your chance to call Percy at 521-8383 or toll-free from the Neighbor Islands at 888-565-8383. Now, back to Percy Ihara and Today's Kapuna.
Welcome back. This is Percy Ihara, your host for Today's Kapuna Radio here on AM 830 KHVH. I say radio because if you don't know by now, every Wednesday night at 7 p.m. on Channel 52, Olelo, we have Today's Kupuna on television on Olelo, Channel 52, 7 p.m. Wednesdays. So write it down, and if you have any topics, by the way, you want to see or hear about, let us know as well. You can email us at todayskupuna@hotmail.com, or you can also give us a call at 946-3888, which is my number. 946-3888. But most people email me, they'll ask questions about issues. Like I said, if you don't want to talk, you have a question about anything else besides money, you can still give us a call, because today we're talking about money and seniors. And Kenny, you're talking about your in-law, your mother-in-law, and the situation they had with their
one of my father-in-law passed.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the other interesting thing was that he named my first cousin's husband as successor trustee and personal representative of his estate.
Not his daughter.
Not his daughter, because the daughter was in Hawaii and he wanted somebody locally.
Oh.
So what he didn't know was that whoever you name can decline to serve or resign. So when we showed up on the scene, he said, "We're not interested in serving. You take it."
Oh, I see. So
you see what I'm saying?
Your wife. The daughter had to take it over.
Exactly. But that wasn't what he chose. So there are many times when you name people. That's why we're so adamant about naming two or three people.
Right.
They either may not serve. They become incapacitated. Many things could happen.
They may pass on before them.
They may pass on first, yeah.
Well, I always try to let people understand that, you know, you should tell your kids about this. Give them a copy. Let them know that you're my attorney in fact, or you're my successor trustee.
Well, it's interesting, Percy, that you know how parents are the last to know about things about their kids?
Mm-hmm.
Well, the kids are the last to know things about their parents.
Well, like I said, they don't want to let them know how much money they have.
Exactly.
You know, it's very private issues.
Yeah.
And it's unfortunate because I was reading, I do a lot of research, I was reading and say, I found out that now, statistically, believe it or not, Ken, there are more divorces for people over 50 versus under 50.
Mm-hmm.
For many, many years, it was below 50, more divorces below 50. Today, 2008, going forward, more people getting divorced over 50 than under 50.
Well, there's another growing trend that you never thought would exist. Because of the purple pill,
mm-hmm.
there's more sexually transmitted diseases
oh, yeah.
in elder homes, would you believe? You know, who would have thought that could happen?
Yeah, well, it's just our world is different today, and unfortunately, you know, we have to live with that. And it's just our society is just changing, you know. So when you say, have you asked for what you want? What do you mean by that?
What I mean by that is, just as I mentioned earlier, that the documents are usually silent about what people want.
Mm-hmm.
All it says is who's going to be successor trustee, who gets what. But it doesn't say, put me in Kahala Nui. Keep me at home until all the money runs out, mm-hmm. and then my heirs get it. But I get it first.
But there's no legal document that says that has all. Can you put it in the trust, the direction?
You can.
What your wants are?
Exactly. But nobody asks the question, mm-hmm. and they don't know how to answer the question. So when I did my work, I structured it very detailed in terms of what it is they want. Broad picture, like, I want to stay home.
Mm.
All my funds should be spent first. Then my kids get it.
That's a good point, because I mean, I run into this situation every day.
Yeah.
I counsel families every day about this long-term care issue. And we do. You want to go, dad wants to go here, but my son, who lives with the house, says, no, you're staying here, dad. I'll take care of you, you know. But do we want to take this next call, Linda? Richard from Mililani, you have a question for me?
Hi. Percy,
yes.
Like, my dad is 55. He's going to retire in 10 years. And you know with the stock market, how everything went down?
Yeah.
He had investments in foreign, mainly foreign stuff, well, you know, like balance, but foreign, mid-cap, all that, but everything lost stuff, you know, if he should just wait it out or move the money now or, you know, because, you know, 10 years, and come, you know, next thing you know, it's 10 years, yeah. But you know what he could do at the moment?
Well, I'm not a financial advisor. I was actually talking to a couple of financial advisors last week, and, you know, most of the people are just going to wait out. It's a cyclical thing, but, I mean, I can't really give you advice on how to invest money. Okay, what was it? Let's say you're the trust officer.
Yes.
Richard comes to you and says, my dad's incompetent, but he's got a bunch of money, but he lost a lot of money. Since Ken was a former trust officer, and that's what trust officers do. Right?
Exactly.
Yeah. What would you tell him?
Oh, okay.
I would tell him to tell dad to die when the market is up.
But is that like, they say at least 10 years, yeah?
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to tell you. I mean, I actually thought about investing now because it's slowed down.
Yeah.
But I think
what about his future?
The only time that you can really guarantee that the money won't go down is you liquidate, and you liquidate at your terms. You ever heard of dollar cost averaging, Richard?
No.
Dollar cost averaging means you're going to save $100 a month and you're going to buy stock at $100 a month. Well, the reverse of that is taking money out at $100 a month. So one of the things dad could do over a period of time, say the next 10 years, is begin a liquidation process to convert to cash. Mm-hmm. Because one of the biggest problems when I showed up for my mother-in-law was there wasn't enough cash to sustain her. We had real estate, and in Hawaii, a lot of people own real estate, but you can't spend it.
Yeah.
So well, for future contributions, he should, like, put it in a money market? Like,
do you have a financial, do you work with a financial advisor? Does your father have a financial advisor?
Well, I guess it's True Fidelity.
Oh, on the mainland?
No, it's like a company kind.
Oh, yeah. I would recommend you seek out a financial advisor. If you leave your number, I can refer you to a couple of people to think about. And I would tell you interview them as well.
Yeah, and also,
yeah,
Richard,
Leave it with Linda, your phone number, Richard, and I'll mm-hmm. call you later on.
And I would also suggest that you work with someone that does not sell financial products.
Yeah, that's one thing.
Oh,
no.
It's like strictly company 401k.
Oh, okay. And that's really why.
And one of the choices besides, you know, his investments is money market, you know, for people who are really conservative.
Yeah. That is,
so maybe I was thinking maybe you should like start putting them in there and just
that might be.
The other thing you want to be careful about 401ks is that people that are in them have no control depending on what the company does with the money.
That's right.
Or who takes over this company and what they do with it.
Yeah, see, the company manages the money in the 401k. You don't manage the money. You put it into this vehicle called a 401k. And companies actually manage that money, and they might put it in various different kind of high-level, low-level risk stocks and bonds and mutual funds. So, but if you leave a number, I can refer to a couple of people, Richard.
Okay.
Okay?
Thank you.
All righty. Thank you very much. So, Ken, that's a really important question about one of the reasons why I've known you for a few years now, and I liked what you say when you talk about people, because you don't sell any products. And
exactly.
And that's a big conflict with a lot of people out there.
Right. I thought the only way that I could be totally objective is that there can't be any money in it for me. There can't be reward for me to be working with the individual other than what I'm paid to do, which is to represent them.
Well, and you only go by the hour basis.
Go by the hour, but I will not ultimately come up and say, you know, I think life insurance will help your problem or long-term disability will help your problem. No.
That's good, because I know I go to a lot of seminars around town, and I want to hear what these people have to say. And so I'll send people or friends of mine to check them out to see what they're trying to sell, because most people do seminars to sell something.
Right.
You know, people have always questioned what I do. I say I educate the public, and that's one of the things I do about this radio show and TV. Our TV show is provide really good, reliable information out there without any regard to selling things. And so it's really important who they're talking to out there.
Right, and they should be aware that if they're going to a free seminar, that someone's got to be paying for this. Mm-hmm. And how is it going to be paid for? Through the sale of products and programs.
So when you always ask questions, how can you pay for what you want? What do you mean by that?
What I mean by that is, how have you structured your finances? How accessible is it? Just like Richard was calling, he was concerned about his dad having everything in the 401k. Right. Right now, if he were to get a call, Richard would not have access to this money.
Mm-hmm.
So paying for what you want means, have you set it up so that you have readily access to the money, and do you have some plan of liquidation of assets?
Okay. And so one of the things we always talk about is having that talk with your family.
Yes.
How does one go about it? You know, I do seminars about aging in place and mortgages, obviously. But people always say, how do we talk to our kids about that? And I always tell people, just have the talk about, I'm going to live this long, or I'm going to live a long time, but at some point, if you need care, I always tell people, just ask your son, look him in the eye, say, you go take care of me, and see what he says. Or he says, well, I can't do it, or my wife's not going to allow us to do it, or we live on the mainland, or, you know, how do people handle that talk? Where do you start?
Where I start is and I suggest people to start with a third party involved, because it's easier for them to bring up the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Usually if son brings me in to talk to mom and dad, the first thing I'll tell the son is that I'm representing mom and dad.
Mm-hmm.
You can't be in the room. And I'm not going to tell you what they tell me. I'll tell you if this conversation went well, but I'm very clear about who I serve.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's very important, because sometimes the kids want you to do this for them.
Exactly. They have some other ideas, you know.
It's quite often. I always tell them I'm 40% mortgage guy and 60% social work, because it is such a big issue. There's got to be a motivation somewhere. And then when I talk to the children a lot, I need to make sure they understand I represent mom and dad.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, we're going to take another short break. This is Percy Ihara with the host of Today's Kupuna. We'll be right back after this message. Thank you.
From the Clear Channel News Center, I'm Linda De La Cruz. Authorities in Southern California have arrested the grandfather of an abducted 6-year-old Nevada boy. They say they think the man was involved with Mexican drug dealers and that the kidnapping was a message. Authorities are still searching for the boy. Here at home, a Nanakoli woman was attacked by a neighbor's dogs at 8:30 this morning. It happened, and the woman was picking up the newspaper by her mailbox when a couple of her neighbor's dogs attacked her. She was taken to the Hawaii Medical Center West with bites to her arm and leg. The family member says this is the third time her family was attacked by the neighbor's dogs. A man was arrested in connection with an assault in Waianae this morning that left another man in critical condition. It happened after 6:30 a.m. behind Waianae Elementary School. Police were called after receiving complaints of shots fired in the area. Police and paramedics found a man on the ground. His head injury appeared to be from being struck, but not being shot at. City Emergency Services Department spokesman Brian Cheplik.
Upon arrival, they found a male who appears to be in his mid-20s, critical condition, and they were able to treat him, stabilize him, and they transported him in critical condition to a local area trauma center.
Officers say the incident stemmed from an auto theft in Kalihi. A Honolulu prosecutor has been suspended while superiors investigate why he gave thousands of dollars to three victims of an alleged assault. City Prosecutor Peter Carlisle told TV station KHON yesterday that the case involving Deputy City Prosecutor Russell Uehara raises the appearance of potential corruption. And Phil Carlisle says it will be thoroughly investigated by his office. In island weather, we have a small craft advisory in effect until 6 p.m. tomorrow. It's mostly clear with isolated showers, the overnight low reaching 70 degrees. Winds are easterly at 10 to 15 miles per hour. I'm Linda Dela Cruz in the Clear Channel News Center.
You're listening to Today's Kapuna with your host, Percy Ihara, where he provides valuable information and resources to help seniors realize a higher quality of life. Every Saturday from 4 to 5 p.m., Percy and his guests discuss the issues important to the senior community. Whether you want to discuss the topic of the day or just have a question, now is your chance to call Percy at 521-8383 or toll free from the Neighbor Islands, 888-565-8383. Now, here's Percy Ihara and Today's Kapuna.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Today's Kapuna. I'm here with Mr. Ken Ng, a former trust officer, consultant now, writer, publisher. I also want to mention that besides our show, there's a lot of other interesting things out there for information. On Thursday mornings and Thursday afternoons on KHON2, they have Kirk Matthews, the newsman over there called Elderhood Project. So every Thursday morning and Thursday afternoon, Kirk will spend some time talking about aging issues and usually does an interview with somebody locally regarding aging issues. There's also Generations Magazine, and thanks to Zippies and Longs, you can get Generations Magazine. It's called The Good Life After 50, but it's Generations Magazine. And also for those of you on Maui that are listening out there, next Saturday in Maui there, they're going to have the Maui Caregiver Conference. And I'll be out there, so take a look at your paper. It's going to be from, I believe, 8 o'clock till 2 o'clock next Saturday there in Maui. And so, Ken, we're talking about having that talk with your family. Mm-hmm. What are some of the major topics that you cover besides the long-term care plan and financial? What are some of the other major topics besides that?
I think the first thing I usually talk about is I'll ask the mom and dad, when it comes to the time when you can't get up and walk from here to the Lua to go shishi, mm-hmm. what happens? Is there a plan in place? Who's going to do what? You know, who's going to change a diaper?
Well, that's people don't realize that. I tell seniors that all the time. I say, who is going to do that for you?
Yeah.
They say, well, I hope I die. I say, well, I don't think you want to base on your caregiving on hope. You know,
well, not only that, but dying is a lot harder than it used to be.
Oh, yeah. I mean, people are, it costs over $1 billion to get a drug out into the marketplace. You think these doctors are going to make a drug that make you die?
Exactly.
No, they're creating drugs that make you live longer. But you're right. Technology, medicine is so much better today. I think people got to realize we're in for a long haul.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
So when it comes to long-term care and legal stuff, what kind of stuff do you cover with that?
Well, first I cover the documents that make things legal, mm-hmm. and I let them know that that's only part of the structure. The other thing we talked about earlier is, do all the documents jive with each other? Because the will could say one thing, the trust say another thing.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to cause some potential problems.
Well, I've seen recently, I always ask my clients, okay, who's a power of attorney? Oh, it's my brother. And then I asked my client, say, well, who's the executor of the trust? Oh, my sister, my daughter. So you have two conflicting people here. One's controlling mm-hmm. the power of attorney for certain things, and one, the successor trustee, is controlling other things. And it gets to be a little bit of a conflict, and it causes some problems.
And you really don't know your relatives until you share an inheritance.
Yeah, I tell you, when mom and dad's not here, you know, it just when it comes to money, people are nice when dad's here, mom's here. But when they're gone, boy, the horns come out sometimes. And it's unfortunate that, our society today, the kids today value money a lot more than other things.
Yeah, and the other thing that will impact Hawaii is that many of our kupuna own their homes, and some of the children have come back to live at home.
Yeah.
Right? So let's say that two of their siblings live on the mainland. Well, the siblings, the only way they're going to get paid is either the people living in there, their sisters or brothers, pay them rent, or they sell the house.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only way they're going to get paid.
Well, rent's got to be market rent, though. If you're my brother, they can. I love you. You're my brother, but you know I can't give you a discount. I have to take care of my kids and my kid. My other boy's going to college. How do we do that? So do we sell the house? And
well, that's where the difficulty lies. So what I tell the parents is, look, you can do something about that situation now.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to have this conversation, but you're going to create a lot of problems, mm-hmm. Pilikia, for yourself down the road. You know.
And people don't realize how long they're going to live. I mean, how do you make the money last?
Well, one way is to understand, as I mentioned earlier, to have a liquidation plan in mind. Mm-hmm. And also, you know, you can't put money away for it to grow because you don't have enough time, mm-hmm. maybe. Because depending on, you know, the they call it money doubles every depending on the rate of return, right? Mm-hmm. So if it's at 6%. It's going to take, that's divisible into 72, the rule of 72,
mm-hmm.
right? So it'll take 12 years for it to double.
Right.
So you don't have 12 years sometimes. So what you'd have to do is structure money so that you have some in liquid cash, like in a money market, then do 6-month CDs, 12-month CDs, maybe. So keep laddering the money so that they come due. And that's one way you could do it. But first, you got to start off with what's the titling of the asset, meaning who owns it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Second thing you want to do is how liquid is that.
Right.
Right. Because you have to build in the plan as to when I need money, do I have to sell things off at a fire sale and take it in the shorts?
Yeah.
Right.
We see that quite often.
You see that quite often.
Pay tax on it.
Exactly. So there's a plan to this, and you just don't do it randomly, otherwise you will lose out and the money won't last.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You think people in Hawaii can afford to stay in their home today? What's called aging in place? I always ask them, how many people here want to go to a nursing facility? Nobody does.
I think they can, but they have to solve the problem differently. And what I mean by differently is maybe 3 or 4 people could hui together and share a place.
Yeah, I've heard
stay
that.
At home.
I've heard that, but you got to all get along.
Yeah, exactly, because one of them won't be able to afford all by himself or herself. So this has to be some choices made, you know. Mm-hmm. How bad do you want to stay home?
Yeah, but if you have 4 people staying there and one passed away, what do you do? What do you do?
You'll have an agreement.
An agreement.
You have to have an agreement that the other 3 get to stay there, mm-hmm. until the last one goes.
Mm-hmm.
Then you can sell the property and parcel it to the...
But we still haven't
next
talked
generation.
About taking care of each other. Are they going to take care of each other if they need long-term care? How do you share those duties?
Well, you have caregivers, and you split the bill.
I see.
Yeah.
As long as everybody has the same financial situation.
Exactly. So you have to be creative, but you've got to start at some base of conversation. And that's where it all begins, is the conversation and to talk it out. The other thing I recommend in terms of approaching things is most people choose A, B, or C.
Uh-huh.
Well, it's not that simple. So I have them talk through possibilities first. I said, let's talk about possibilities. Don't worry about whether we can do it or not.
Mm-hmm.
But what are the possibilities for you to stay home? And in how many ways can we make that show up?
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Then we back into it.
Give me an example.
Well, a perfect example is that I get a call from St. Francis telling my dad is in an emergency. With $14,000, he went from St. Francis Hospital up in Liliha to rehab at the Pacific. And then after 2 weeks at rehab, they called me up and said, Mr. Ng, we've done all we can for your dad, and we need the bed.
At rehab.
At rehab. And so I said, when do I have to get him? He said, tomorrow would be good, but we'll give you 48 hours. And by the way, Mr. Ng, your dad needs 24-hour supervision. So you don't get much notice. That's why the planning is important, because now I have 48 hours to place my dad, because I still have a mortgage to pay. Can you quit working, Percy?
No.
I couldn't quit working.
Yeah.
But how am I going to provide my dad, right? And the other thing you find out is homes like Palolo Chinese Home, which I checked out before, they only have so many insurance beds.
Medicaid beds.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah. If they don't have any, you can't get in.
Well, that's one thing about Medicaid I don't think people realize. You know, going forward, I think the projection is the amount of beds per capita is going to go down. We are already the worst in the nation. I believe we have, out of 1,000 people, I think we have only 17 beds per 1,000 people. Some crazy figure like that. Or maybe it's 17 beds per 100 people. But it's some crazy, we're the lowest in the nation per capita.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think it's going to get any better.
It's
going to get worse.
I even tell the people who have money, if you think your money can buy you a bed, forget about it.
Well, I already project out 30 years from
right?
now. I'm 48. 30 years from now, it's going to be on a minimum $28,000 a month.
Mm-hmm.
If we look at the average home, is $7,000 today.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think people realize that. And Medicaid is great. I think Medicaid is for the poor. But people got to realize it's wherever the bed is.
Exactly.
If the bed's in Waipahu or Maui or the mainland, that's where you're going to go. And so as long as you don't, and I always tell this, can I say, as long as you don't mind sharing a room with somebody you don't know, you know, Medicaid is great, but it's we're already strapped as it is, and it's going to get worse. So you say, well, once you don't have money, what do you do?
Well, one thing is you pray a lot. The other thing is you look for programs that, like my dad had a choice. I'll tell you this story. I came back from a vacation visiting my mom in New York City, and I had said goodbye to my dad before I left, and he was fine, talking, eating. I come back, and I go to Palolo Chinese Home, and he's sitting in a wheelchair in the dining room. And he's not blinking. He's looking straight ahead. There's no emotion on his face. So I walk up to him, and I said, hi, Dad, and no emotion, nothing. I waved my hands in front of his eyes, no blinking. He was catatonic, like.
Wow.
So what I found out later on was because he went from private pay to insurance pay, he now went from sharing a room with one person to sharing with six people.
Wow.
So you can imagine the level of care changes mm-hmm. when you do that. Mm-hmm. So what I found out was he lost a lot of fluid. His electrolytes were way out of balance. And overnight in the hospital with an IV, perked him right back up, but he didn't get the attention he needed.
Well, that's where I was trying to get to is planning this out, and you have a very good picture here about the elder care continuum. Elder care continuum, what does that mean?
What that means is that most people would like to go moi moi and not wake up.
Mm-hmm.
The reality of it is it's going to happen over a period of time,
mm-hmm.
and that period of time could be 2 to 3 years, up to 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the continuum means you may begin with a little loss of physical capacity. Like I watched my dad.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, he had a lot of pride, so I bought him a cane, but he wouldn't use it until he started stumbling around.
Oh, commonplace, isn't it?
Isn't that common?
Yeah.
Right.
Common.
And then he used the cane, but he wouldn't pick up the walker. So and just continues on. So what I mean by the continuum of the care is that you go from various stages of incapacity until you're in a wheelchair,
mm-hmm.
or then you're bedridden. And that time and what it requires in care is totally different in terms of cost, location, and the quality.
It is so true. Well, okay, I'm going to take one last break. This is Percy Ihara here on today's Kupuna. 521-8383. If you have a question for Ken, we'll be right back after this message.
Will I always be working weekends just to stay out of debt?
He's a great college for our kids.
Out of the question?
Is the American dream
out of our reach?
Not if we can help it.
We're the National Endowment for Financial Education, a nonprofit organization dedicated to helping people just like you get smart about their money. Log on to smartaboutmoney.org today and start taking control of your financial life. Help is closer than you think.
Aloha, this is Brian Schatz, Executive Director of Helping Hands Hawaii, one of Oahu's largest social service agencies. We help hundreds of moms every month with diapers, beds, bus passes, desks, chairs, and whatever they need to keep their families together and their lives in order. We need your help. Please call the Helping Hands Community Clearinghouse if you have a household item to give away. We'll even come to pick it up. Call us at 536-7234 or visit helpinghandshawaii.org. Thanks.
You're listening to Today's Kapuna with Percy Ihara. If you want to discuss the topic of the day, have a question, or want to make a comment, now is your chance to call Percy at 521-8383 or toll free from the neighbor islands at 888-565-8383. Now back to Percy Ihara and Today's Kapuna.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Percy Ihara with Today's Kapuna. We're here each Saturday afternoon from 4 to 5 p.m. and on television as well. Today's Kapuna on Olelo, which is on Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. on Channel 52. I also did want to mention, since we're talking about aging and caregiving, November 1st, which is a Saturday, two Saturdays from today, AARP, and along with the Elderly Affairs Division of the City and County, has this every year annually, a caregiver conference. It's at the Sheraton Waikiki, and I know there is still room because I just signed up last week. Give AARP a call. The number locally is 843-1906 and ask them about how to sign up for the AARP caregiver conference, which is November 1st. And believe it or not, Ken, the national president for AARP will be there and speaking, and hopefully we're targeting to have her on the show as well on that November 1st. I did want to mention next week, Saturday's guest is going to be Mr. Gary Powell, a financial advisor, but he's really going to talk more about the financial planning of, and how to pay for long-term care. A lot of people don't talk about this, and everywhere I go, we talk and listen to people talk about caregiving and the cost of care, but really nobody really dives directly into how do we finance that. So we're going to get some tips from Mr. Gary Powell. And that's next week, Saturday. So if you want to tune in next week, you're going to have a great show on that. Okay, Ken, we talked about your experience and stories, and you told me now, and I've known you for a few years now, you just wrote a book.
I did.
And it's called Money and Seniors.
Take Charge of Your Living Years. Because what I found in my 10 years working in the trust department is that people have not spoken up for the living years.
Mm-hmm. Why do you think that is?
Because when they're the most vulnerable, they've already deferred it to someone who has power of attorney and their successor trustee. And the successor trustee and power of attorney are clueless on what it is that mom and dad wanted.
Mm. And so they never had that conversation.
They never had that conversation. So literally, when you are the most vulnerable, someone who doesn't know what you want is in charge of all your money.
And that's when you become incapacitated or
correct,
come down with Parkinson's or Alzheimer's. In fact, if people don't know that, once you're the national average, I think once you are diagnosed with Alzheimer's, mm-hmm. you live another 7.9 years or something like that. That's a long time to live with Alzheimer's.
Yeah. I'll tell you a story about this Pakke man I met in Hawaii Kai. He made an appointment to talk to me, and he said, "Ken, I'm really concerned about my sons. I have four boys. They're good boys, but I'm really worried." I said, "Why are you worried about your sons?" I said, Who are the successive trustees for your estate and for you while you're alive?" He says, "Well, my four sons all serve together."
Oh, really?
I said, "That's interesting, because I don't know four people that can come to an agreement."
I was going
to
say that. I don't think I've ever seen four people. You see, it's usually one or two people.
Yeah. So he says, "Well, I wanted to make it fair so everyone gets a voice." But he says, "That's not what bothers me most. What bothers me most is that they're good parquets, and they'll know that it's cheaper to put me in a home than to keep me at home where I want to be."
You think it is cheaper?
I think it's cheaper to put them in a home.
Is it really?
Yeah, because when you maintain the home, right, remember, everything else you got to pay for, the insurance, the real estate taxes. How about caregivers? You think they're cheap?
So you can tell them to sell the house?
I didn't tell them to sell the house, but the first question I asked him is, how much control do you want?
Mm.
I said, if you want control, then you got to change who your successor trustees are.
Mm.
Because you're already telling me they're not going to do what you want them to do.
Oh, yeah.
Right? So I said, that's the first place we got to start.
Mm.
Because they're going to put you in a home to save money, so there'll be more inheritance.
Okay, so what did he do?
He could not take it upon himself to take away the control, even though he would suffer for it.
Would you advise him to do like a third party or something? Like, I have a good friend of mine that he is the attorney of fact and executor of the estate for his uncle.
Yes, I would suggest a third party, but that third party needs to know that's their job, and they can count on them to do the job. Because here's the other stories that I can tell you, that people have power of attorney over medical care,
mm-hmm.
and Mama said, if I get to this point, don't keep me alive. But the people they chose couldn't do it.
Yeah, I see that. I see that.
You've seen that, right? So yeah. Here they are. They name people that's supposed to carry out their wishes. They don't want to go through a lot of pain and suffering, but they have to,
mm-hmm.
because those they entrusted won't do the thing they were called upon to do.
So what are some of the tips in here, taking charge of your living years? By the way, if you want to get this book, or if you have a question for Ken, or if you want to use his services, Ken's a good guy. You've done many speaking engagements around the whole state, huh?
Sure, for the Gerontological Society, for AARP. For the Elderly Affairs Department.
Sure. And Ken has a very easy number. How did you get this number? It's 285-5858.
Well, I was one of those guys that bought a cell phone remember the old bricks?
That was like the early 90s.
It was like $1,200, So I said, give me a repeating number. And that's the number they gave me. And it was so good, I never gave it up.
That's great. Ken's number again is 285-5858. But tell us more about his book. It's very interesting. What are some of the tips in here that you explain?
Well, what I go through in the book is, it's both a story about my mother-in-law who had money and my dad who didn't have money,
mm-hmm.
and how I handled their affairs. To begin with, I start with, every one of us someday will get a call.
Yeah.
You may not, you and your parents or whoever you're entrusted for, you may not be in the same state or the same country.
Yep.
And that's going to be a problem.
I tell people that all the time.
Yeah, because we're a mobile society, and there are a lot of local people living in Washington State, in Oregon, in Las Vegas, And so by the time they get on the phone to make decisions, you're already past the critical point.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to have the conversations. But what the book will help them with, it will show them step by step how to engage in the conversation, how to decide what are the things that I need to address to talk to my children about. I even talk about how, if you have very little funds like my dad, how you can address that. Don't rule out 65 plus. Now, 65 plus does not have to pay for hospice.
Mm.
So my dad was at $210 a day. I didn't have $210 a day to pay for his hospice.
Well, Medicare pays for that, for hospice, doesn't it? Don't they?
It depends on the qualifications,
but
it doesn't automatically pay. There's nothing automatic about it. So my dad had a choice of either me applying as a charity case, or asking an insurer if they will pay. So the lucky part about my dad was, HMSA waived their right not to pay.
Waived their right not to pay. Oh, that's
interesting. And paid for my dad until he passed away. So, I mean, I don't know if they'll do it again, but there are ways to approach this.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing that's important, Percy, is that an individual's plan and finances is exactly that. It's individual. There's no simple all plan fits one.
Mm-hmm.
So when I address finances and plans, I tailor it to that family, to that individual.
And that's, I think that's a big mistake a lot of people make.
Mm-hmm.
They saw the uncle or their grandparents did this, and then they'll do the same thing.
Exactly.
Everybody's family is different. And when I go in to talk to families, How many kids do you have? Do they live here? Do they live there? Do they live with you? How the grandkids? Who's the executor of the estate? Who is a power of attorney? There's so many different things, and it's important. I heard a quote recently a few months ago that I always, when I do speaking engagements, I always ask to say, how many people here think more people died going up Mount Everest or coming down Mount Everest? Justin, do you know? Coming down? Why do you think more people die coming down Mount Everest versus going up Mount Everest?
Gravity?
Yes. Gravity? Well, basically, it's because of planning. Everybody plans to go up Mount Everest. That's the peak. When you get to the top of Mount Everest, that's the peak. Nobody ever thinks about coming down because that's the goal was to get there. And it's the same thing with life. The peak is retirement. Everybody's planning, saving money, can, right, to get the retirement stage. And then when you retire, they can enjoy life and then, you know, finally slow down. Hey, I'm running out of money. And now it's like from today to the time you die, pass on, have you planned that?
Exactly. So I call that the planning gap.
Right.
That's the big planning gap. Nobody talks about it. Nobody prepares for it. They prepare for all. They spend more time preparing for what cruise they're going to take.
I was just going
to
say that.
When they're going to go to Vegas next.
Yeah. I tell people spend more time planning for Vegas, and you do now because the airfares are so high and there's so many specials out there, than they do about their long-term care needs.
Exactly.
You know, AARP's major initiative this year is long-term care. It really is. And it's unfortunate that we don't do this because when you mentioned earlier, I always tell people, you're going to get a call.
Mm-hmm.
And within an instant of a phone call, your brother's going to call you and say, hey, you know, Ken, Dad's in the hospital. Within that instant, you have no choice. You have to be some form of caregiver.
Exactly. Your life will dramatically change forever,
yeah.
Like mine did.
Okay, Ken, got about a minute and a half left. What are the last tips? Any comments regarding your book?
Always do it before you need it. And talk about it now because the power is now.
Anything else? That's it.
Buy my book.
And how much is the book, by the way?
$14.95.
Oh, it's good.
And it's both a workbook. Not all stores yet. Just call me and I'll tell you where it's available.
It'll be out shortly, I know.
Shortly.
So our audience today gets the first. This is the first time hearing about your book.
Yeah, this is the first time I've showed it.
Oh, okay.
I just got the proofs last week.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
So now they're asking me, go ahead to print the mass. Numbers.
Is it eventually going to be in the bookstores?
Yes. I'll be talking to Borders and Barnes & Noble.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, like I said, again, if you go out to Borders by tomorrow, take your AARP card, because if you buy something without the AARP card, they will not give you the 10% discount. But they have an agreement with them. So any Borders by tomorrow afternoon, you can say you heard it on today's Kapuna show, but you need to have your card. A lady today went and bought something and didn't have her card. She couldn't get the discount. A little bit upset, but hey, that's the break. You got to show your card. So carry your AARP card. And you do not have to be 50 years old to become an AARP member. Did you know that? Anyway, Ken Ng, thank you very much. Great information. Again, your phone number?
285-5858.
285-5858. Thank you very much, everybody. And stay tuned. Next week, we have Mr. Gary Powell talking about the financing of long-term care. And next Wednesday on evening at 7 p.m., Channel 52, Olelo is going to be on television. I'm sorry. Today's Kapuna is going to be on Olelo's television. Thank you very much. Have a great weekend. Aloha and live well.